certainly not a secret where today's theme comes from. We sang it again and again in response to today's psalm. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge, comes from Psalm number 7. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. What's a refuge? A refuge is a safe place, a hiding place, a place we go for protection from danger. As I was reflecting on this, the first thing that came to my mind was some of the stories that came out of Iraq. I remember 2 weeks ago, the Pope was in Iraq, which is a country where the Christians have suffered very severe persecution. And so the Pope went to places where there were Christian villages, Christian towns, communities, and those places were devastated. The churches were torn down, the houses were torn down, the people had to flee or they were killed. And so he heard so many stories of people among the survivors, people who had to flee for their lives. They had to take refuge in the north or in other countries, so that in Iraq there are about one-tenth as many Christians as there were just a few years ago. They either fled or were killed. So taking refuge for those, our brothers and sisters in Iraq, taking refuge had a very concrete physical meaning. It meant go to a place where you won't be killed. And sad to say, this is the condition of many, many Christians in the world. Persecution of Christians is very widespread. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are under threat, even now. So we think of a refuge, we think of a safe place to go. Now, we who are sitting here are not facing that kind of threat, so we might think we don't need that kind of refuge. Yes. But a refuge is not only a place to hide from danger, it's a place where we can go for relief or security. What preoccupies the minds of most people nowadays is the COVID-19 pandemic. Where can we go to get away from the threat of infection? You can't go to another country because other countries have just as big a problem as this one. You can't go to another town, another village, another province because the pandemic is there too. We need a refuge. We need a safe place to go. Now that the hot weather has started, as we can tell, we might have the same feeling. Where can we go to get away from the hot weather? It's hot outside, it's hot inside. It's hot at night, it's hot in the morning. It's hot during the day. So Sarah can't get away from it. Used to be people would go to the mall to get away from the hot weather, but now people can't go to malls. So there's no escape. So this is just to get us thinking about the idea of our refuge. Look at the experience of Jeremiah in the first reading. The Lord calls him and sends him to proclaim his word to the people. The response of the people is to threaten to take his life, to plot against him. Now, Jeremiah is caught because he went where he was supposed to go, and that place became dangerous for him. So he either, if he leaves his mission, he leaves the Lord. If he stays, he's under threat from the people. Where can he go? Well, the psalm is chosen to go along with the first reading. Where do you go when there's no place to go? Where do you go when there's no escape? Of course, the answer is the Lord. But let's think a little bit about this having no escape. Another reason why we need a refuge, not simply because of viruses or because of weather or other outside threats. There's also interior dangers, temptations, vices, thoughts, habits, reactions, and those are in us. How can you get away from them? You could go anywhere, and wherever we go, we take ourselves with us. Where can we seek refuge from temptation? Where can we seek refuge from fear? Of course, the answer to all of these concerns and this whole reflection is the Lord. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Not a physical space to run to, or another town or another country. Not a place where we go physically, but a spiritual place. An interior place. A spiritual refuge, the Lord himself. How do we take refuge in the Lord? Well, we have to go to him interiorly. We have to turn to him. This is an inner movement. We could be sitting in the exact same dangerous place, or the exact same hot place, or the exact same place where there is illness, and make an inner decision to trust and trust ourselves to the Lord. Now, this is what we're called to do. This is actually the answer. So that when there are storms and dangers and confusion, we have an interior place where we can find peace, where we can find safety. If you notice in the gospel today, there's no secure refuge in other people. It's good that we have friends, it's good that we have supportive communities, family members, it's good that we have people to turn to. We can't do this alone. That's why we gather together as a church. We strengthen one another in taking refuge in the Lord. But just people alone is not enough. Look at what happens to the people in the gospel. There's a lot of talk about Jesus, whether he might be the prophet, whether he might be the Messiah, whether he's true or false, or where he comes from. And there's a lot of confusion and division in the crowd. So there's no secure refuge in the crowd. In the crowd, there's just confusion and division. How about the guards? The guards think, well, we'll report to the boss. We'll go to the chief priests. They're the ones who will be our refuge. But the chief priests, the Pharisees say, well, why did you not bring him here? In other words, it's your fault too. You're part of the problem, the chief priest said. And the guards said, well, no one has ever spoken like this man. This is bigger than we can handle. We can't just grab a man like that. Their defense is actually a good one. What right do they have to arrest an innocent man? What right do they have to oppose a prophet of the Lord or the Messiah? They don't have authority for that. But they can't take refuge in the authority of man, because the Pharisees turn against them and say, oh, have you also been deceived? Are you as stupid as everybody else? What about Nicodemus? Can he take refuge in the support of his colleagues in the Sanhedrin? He brings up a question of legal procedure. Can we condemn someone before there's a trial? And they attack him too. Nicodemus becomes the target of a kind of persecution, at least ridicule. No refuge in the law, no refuge in the authorities, no refuge in colleagues. And then at the end of the gospel, each went to his own house. Each went to his own house. Did they take refuge in their own house? Doesn't seem to be, unless they turned to the Lord. See, no matter where we go, or no matter who we're with, our refuge is the Lord, who is always with us. Whether we are facing danger from outside or interior turmoil, our refuge is the Lord. This is why we develop in Lent the habit of frequent prayer. Prayer, turn back to God, turn back to God, turn back to God. This is why the psalm is so beautiful. O Lord my God, in you I take refuge. Save me from all my pursuers and rescue me. You're the answer to my dilemma, my problem here. I will not turn away from you, because if I don't have you, I have no refuge. You might think, in addition to this psalm, of one of the titles of the Blessed Virgin Mary, Refuge of Sinners. Refuge of Sinners. Heart of Mary, Immaculate Heart of Mary, Refuge of Sinners. What does it mean? That when we turn to the Blessed Virgin Mary, our Mother, we have a spiritual place of security. Why? Because she draws us to the heart of her Son. She is a way to God. She's not a different refuge. She's the same refuge. Mary finds refuge in the Lord. Joseph finds refuge in the Lord. All the saints find refuge in the Lord. And when we turn to them, especially Mary, Joseph, they bring us into the safety of the presence, the protection of the Lord. It's essential for us to know this when we're facing danger. And as we get into the last weeks of Lent now, we're facing very serious opposition, persecution, violence, death itself. We're facing our biggest enemies. We cannot make progress. We cannot be victorious unless we know how to take refuge in the Lord. So we repeat today, the theme today, the lesson today, O Lord my God, in you I take refuge.